Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's oil market update. I'm here with Callum McPherson, Investec, Head of Commodities. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
So Brent traded under $57 a barrel last week and is not much higher this morning. Why has the market become so negative?
Well, the Saudi attacks are now, frankly, a distant memory as far as the market's concerned, even though they happened only 3 weeks ago. And so we're back to worrying about demand. And so particularly the market is worried about data and any poor data and anything negative on trade talks with China. And there's been quite a few bits of negative US data over the last week, and that's really what the market has been particularly upset by. So we had the ISM manufacturing index, which fell sharply into contractionary territory of 47.8, and also a decline in the non-manufacturing index. Then there was a payroll report on Friday, which also came in slightly lower than expected, but there were upward revisions to previous months. All in all, though, that was taken very negatively by markets generally. So I'm not talking about oil particularly, but markets generally. So we had heavy falls in US equities, and oil followed equities down to a low of the week of $56.15 per barrel. We had a little bit of a recovery, though, in the end of the week in equities and also in oil.
So in light of that, do you think there's much scope to go much lower?
Well, from a technical point of view, last week Brent touched a very important support line, which comes up from the low of 2016 when Brent reached $27 per barrel. So that support is around $56 per barrel at the moment, so around the low from last week. Now, looking across the Atlantic to US crude, the key level there is $50.50 a barrel. That's a level that has been a support for the US market a few times this year. And so that's the level we'd look out for there. And the market came relatively close to that level last week. So if either of those levels go, 50-50 in WTI in the US or $56 per barrel in Brent, then there's the possibility of the market having another leg lower. So the question is, well, what might trigger that? Well, we've been talking about equities and the effect that equity markets can have, particularly when they're moving down on oil markets. And if we look at the S&P 500, that is at its low last week, came relatively close to its 200-day moving average. And that's been quite an important support level for the S&P over the course of this year. It's broken that support a few times, but it's never decisively done so, and it's come close to it a few times and bounced away again. And that's currently around 2,850. So I think that's probably an important one to look out for oil markets as well. The last time that the S&P 500 did move significantly below its 200-day average, that was last December, oil markets also traded significantly lower. And at that time, we saw Brent down at $50 per barrel and WTI at $45 per barrel. So I think those are the kind of levels we might be looking for if we did have another break lower in through these technical support levels I've just mentioned.
Okay, so is there anything to suggest that the market may recover from here?
Well, looking on the positive side, there has been some talk about the possibility of deeper OPEC cuts. Indeed, the Nigerian energy minister was recently quoted as saying, "Everybody agrees in OPEC that we need to stabilise the market. We cannot allow prices just to plummet." And of course, the OPEC meeting is now just under 2 months away. It's on the 6th of December. And so we'll start to see more and more of these kinds of comments about what amongst OPEC members about what in the lead up to that OPEC meeting, giving their views as to how things ought to progress. I think the other area to look at is US production. Drilling activity continues to decline, and so perhaps there are some question marks about just how much US production can continue to grow over the next few months at current price levels. The other thing, of course, would be, some positive news on trade. I mean, it could be just a tweet from Trump that suddenly announces he's going to try and push things ahead or whatever, and suddenly that can change the picture very considerably.
Thank you, Callum. Thanks for listening, everyone. We look forward to you joining us again next week.
Thank you.